Three people are running to represent the Cave Spring District on the Roanoke County Board of Supervisors. We will hear from all three in the next 2 weeks, starting today with former longtime Roanoke County attorney and Republican candidate Paul Mahoney. He joins Evan Jones and me live in our studio this morning. Paul, good morning. Good to see you.
Good morning. Thank you for the invitation.
Absolutely. And Paul, you were county attorney for close to 30 years. You're now on the county's planning commission. Would your opponents, Paul, have a case of saying there are times when it's best to bring a fresh set of eyes and ideas to county government?
I would disagree with that. I would say that experience is critical in these times and the difficult issues facing the county going forward. My whole view is experience counts, and I have experience not only as county attorney and planning commission. I've also served for about the last 14 years as a volunteer member of the board of directors of Member One Federal Credit Union. I've served on the Legal Aid Society of Roanoke Valley for about 20-some years. So I think that experience is critical for being able to serve our citizens in Roanoke County.
Paul, good morning. Your campaign has talked about striving to attract companies that bring more young professionals here or retain those already here. The region has worked hard to do that in many ways, including things that come to mind immediately to me are greenways, mountain biking, quality of life, things like that. And there are plenty of brew pubs around. Where has Roanoke County been lacking?
I think in a couple areas. Roanoke County has worked very hard to try to expand its economic development initiatives. But one of the problems I think the county has is almost all the good land has been already taken up, all the good flat land, all the land that's easy to develop. So now we're looking at having to redevelop some of our older areas. And you'll recall over the past couple years, Roanoke County's gone through the process, through its planning process, of trying to reimagine 419 near Tanglewood Mall. If you look at 419 from Starkey to 220, that's a critical redevelopment area. And I think that was the whole impetus behind that Reimagine 419 initiative. And if we can do that, I'd like to emulate what Roanoke City has done. If you look at what the city has done over the last 5 or 6 years in terms of multi-use development now in downtown, if you look back maybe 10, 15 years ago, downtown Roanoke City was a dead zone at 5 o'clock during the weekdays. Now you have people who are young people who are living downtown, whether in apartments or in condominiums. It's a very active, vibrant community. And during weekdays, you have a lot of people down on the market, going to the shops, going to the stores, going to the restaurants, and they've been able to revitalize that downtown. If Roanoke County can emulate that in our reimagining 419 approach, I think that'll go a long way to helping Roanoke County expand its economic development initiative in that area.
Along that very line, I've heard some people say for various reasons, many of which you just mentioned, that the county is losing out to the city in what might be called the coolness factor. Would you agree with that? And what can the county do about it?
Well, I think there's two aspects to that. Yes, we may not be cool because Roanoke County is basically a suburban jurisdiction. And so when you're young and you're right out of college, it's cool to be living downtown and going to the bars and restaurants all the time. But as you get a little older, you get married, you have children, where do you want to be? Well, you want to move to a jurisdiction where you have nice subdivisions, you have nice homes. And Roanoke City has nice homes and nice subdivisions, don't get me wrong. But Roanoke County has always been known for that. Roanoke County's been known for its excellent school system. So when the cool kids reach a point when they get married and have children of their own, they're looking for a different place to live, a different environment to live, and most importantly, that excellence in a public education system, and that's what Roanoke County has.
Your Democratic opponent, Brian Powell, is a millennial. Could he make a valid case that he's in a better position to know what would attract more people to his age to the county?
I don't think so, because again, as I said earlier, experience is critical, and I have that experience, whether it's working with the Board of Supervisors as its attorney, working on the Planning Commission, working with the credit union. Again, I've been endorsed by the Roanoke Valley Association of Realtors. I've been endorsed by the Roanoke County Education Association. I think the RCEA sees how critical public education is to Roanoke County. I think that is important, whether you're millennial or whatever the next descriptive is of that next age cohort. I think that is what those people are looking for, and that's what they need. And they want someone who has the experience who can address those issues.
All right, it's 8:50 at WFIR. We are speaking with Republican candidate Paul Mahoney. Paul is running to represent the Cave Spring District on the Roanoke County Board of Supervisors. Paul, you did touch on this momentarily a little bit ago about Tanglewood Mall. It lies in the Cave Spring District. County's been working to find a long-term transformation, of course, for the entire Tanglewood area. But what, Paul, if anything, in the process so far do you view as being inadequate or overlooked?
Well, not so much being inadequate or overlooked. I think part of it is just trying to better react to and accommodate changing demographics and a changing economic culture. I think if you look around the United States, many shopping malls are suffering. And I'm not here to blame Amazon. My wife and I use Amazon all the time. But you can see how that has really changed the retail economy in the United States, and specifically in Roanoke County. When I got to Roanoke County in the mid-late 1980s, Tanglewood Mall was the foundation, the bedrock, if you will, of local economic development and local commercial tax revenue for Roanoke County. Now, unfortunately, Tanglewood Mall, as we've seen over the last 5 or 7 years, is suffering. And so that initiative for Reimagine 419 is trying to repurpose that area, trying to repurpose those possibilities and try to bring in, with a mixed-use development, reacting to the new economy, if you will. And if we can do that, we can revitalize Tanglewood Mall and this 419 stretch. And I just don't want to focus just on Tanglewood, because you have many other small shopping centers and other commercial development in that strip, from Starkey Road to 220. If we can work together and partner with those private property owners and those private developers and those private businesses, we can be a success.
Now, speaking of that area, that's all along Electric Road. Now, okay, that's a state highway, so I guess you could say the county has no direct say in it, but what can or should the county do? If anything, what can it do to improve traffic in that area? It's got to be the county's worst bottleneck.
Well, a couple steps. First of all, yes, 419 Electric Road is a state primary highway, and Virginia Department of Transportation, the Commonwealth of Virginia, has primary authority over that. But the county has also been partnering with VDOT, and we're working with VDOT. We already have in place a series of highway improvements, adding additional lanes, adding new signalization that's already have been approved. Funds have already been allocated. As I've been told, some of that work is supposed to begin within the next several months or within the next year. So that first step in terms of providing public goods, i.e. road improvements, the county has partnered with VDOT. We have money involved, local money as well as state money, to jumpstart road improvements in that corridor.
Now, we are speaking with Paul Mahoney, who is the Republican candidate for Roanoke County Board of Supervisors Cave Spring District. I am curious, what do people talk to you? These are our reporter-type questions, but what do people, when you're out going door-to-door, what are people most telling you that they're concerned about?
The three concerns that I've heard. Concern number one, and this is a concern that surprises me because obviously I'm so focused on the campaign now. Many of the citizens I've spoken to have expressed puzzlement and surprise that there is an election this November. And so one of the tasks that I have, and I think all the candidates have, is to explain to the citizens, yes, there is a very important election on November 5. And I think so many of our citizens are focusing on the national elections, which are a year away. So that's number one. Number two, many citizens have talked about real estate taxes and their concerns about real estate taxes and the burden that that places on them. And then number three, a lot of citizens talked about public education and how they want the county to do more in terms of supporting Roanoke County schools. So those are the three probably big takeaways that I have heard as I've been going door to door, and I think I've knocked on, just under 1,300 doors in about the last 6 weeks. Those are what those people, that seems to be those three common themes that I'm hearing.
One of the things you talk about is setting goals, but also finding the resources to achieve them. All candidates, and you are certainly no exception, have talked about the importance of economic development. But it is a challenge. Where does this county come up with funding to promote what I think everybody says would be good for it?
That is the most difficult question and most difficult problem facing the Board of Supervisors now and in the future. As we were talking before, if you look at Roanoke County's budget, approximately 50% of the county's budget already goes to support public education. The next 30% goes to public safety, and that's more than just police officers. That's firefighters and EMTs and the support that the county has, both for its volunteer fire folks and its volunteer rescue people. That only leaves 20% for everything else we do, parks and recreation, libraries, garbage pickup, economic development and economic development incentives. So the tough act for any supervisor or member of town council or city council, anybody at local government level, how do you find the resources to support the critical needs, public education, public safety, or one and two, but also trying to put dollars into economic development incentives, whether that's for reimagining 419, whether that's the Woodhaven project that the county's involved in now, where we partnered with Roanoke City and Salem and Botetourt, or supporting the broadband initiative. Each one of those initiatives cost a lot of money, but those are initiatives that the county has to pursue for our economic development future. And so somehow we got to find those resources, whether it's reallocating dollars within existing budget line items or trying to find new sources of revenue.
What's your answer to that?
Well, my answer would be if we are successful in jumpstarting better, more expanded, more successful economic development initiatives, then we bring in new businesses, new industries that will generate new local tax revenue that we can then use to support those other critical priorities in the county.
Paul Mahoney is the Republican candidate for Roanoke County Board of Supervisors. You're running against two local business owners. I'm confident that when we speak with them, Brian Powell and Stan Seymour will both suggest the county could do more to make the process for small businesses to establish and grow more streamlined, less adversarial from their points of view. What do you think the county should do, if anything? And we have about a minute.
Sure. Well, number one, Joe McNamara, when he was on the Board of Supervisors, and now he's in House of Delegates, Joe McNamara reduced business license taxes for small businesses. So I think that's a critical step to help support local business. That's important. Number two, I think we still have to have a robust inspection and development review process because what we're doing is protecting the environment. That's the key element of that, and that's what I think our citizens want. We have to protect our environment, and that's what a lot of that development review process and inspection process is designed to do to meet public safety needs.
All right, Republican candidate Paul Mahoney running to represent the Cave Spring District on the Roanoke County Board of Supervisors joining us this morning. Paul, we appreciate the time. Good to see you.
Thank you very much.
And just a reminder, we will be speaking to all the candidates within the next couple of weeks.